Good morning, church. I left my voice at home. Book of Titus, please. Titus chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 5 through 7. Titus 3. The Word of God says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. All God's people said. Showers of blessing. That's what those verses tell us. God is showering us with blessing. John 1:16 says, and of His grace and of His fullness have we all received grace for grace. Grace upon grace. Grace to help in time of need. Mercy to those who don't deserve it. It's showers of blessing. Verse 6 says, which He shed on us abundantly. That word abundant means superabounding. It's more than enough and more than that. Amen? And it says He shed, that word literally means to pour out, to overflow. How many ever been doing something, you're getting a glass of water, and you're holding the glass, and you've got the faucet on, and you're not thinking, and pretty soon it's running out over your glass. How many ever done that? Just fills up and keeps flowing over until you turn that thing off. Well, that's exactly what that means, to overflow. Abundantly overflow. This morning, I want to look at this passage, and I want you to notice several things. Of course, we will see His mercy and His grace and the gift of the Spirit of God to us, but I want you to see three things. Number one, I want you to notice the benefactor. Then I want you to notice the benevolence. It's quantity. And then thirdly, I want you to notice the benevolence, its qualities. Two different things. When we talk about the benefactor, we're talking about the one who did what this verse says He did. Of course, if you look at verse number 5, we can get a picture of that. What He did, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. Then the next verse tells us who that is that did it, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, all God's people said. Amen. Folks, I'm struggling right now. My arm is just killing me. And so if I have to quit, I'm going to have to quit. But it's the pain is almost too hard to stand still with. So it says of Christ, our benefactor, that he did something that we could not do for ourselves. He offered us righteousness because our righteousness was no good. Our doing good was no good. Bible says that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. There's nothing you can do to get what Jesus gave you. Nothing. Not only that, you don't deserve it because it's by mercy. And mercy is God giving you something that you absolutely do not deserve. It's free. There's no merit in it for you. The only one that gets merit is God. So there's mercy, the Bible says. Mercy did three things. Number one, mercy understood God's justice. Number two, mercy supplied God's way. And number three, mercy withheld God's judgment. You see that? Three things. Mercy understood God's justice. Something had to be done. Number two, mercy supplied God's way. And then mercy withheld God's justice. When Christ went to the cross, God shed abundantly upon us his mercy. He poured out without restraint, abundantly, his mercy. He gave to you what you could not get any other way, his mercy. The benefactor did that. You can't do that. No man can do that. So God intervened in our state, intervened in our condition, and sent a benefactor who brought to us the wonderful good news of the gospel. And by receiving him, we get all the blessings of mercy that are available to us. Secondly, I want you to notice the benevolence, its quality. Do you understand it was benevolent for God to do what he did? God didn't have to do that. He did not have to save us. He would be completely justified in letting us all go to hell. But he didn't do that. His love kept him from that. But there was a problem in this plan of God's that we don't see often. God's just. He cannot look in sin. He cannot accept sin. He won't let you into heaven if you have sin. Well, how does God get around his justice? Which is saying, you deserve what you deserve. How does God get around that? He does it by mercy. He applies to you his mercy. The death of Christ, the atonement, was a perfect picture of mercy. In fact, when you think about that, mercy is the propitiatory work of Christ on the cross. The propitiation means a payment in the stead of another. You should have been on the cross. I should have been on the cross. We weren't on the cross. Jesus was on the cross. He stood in our stead. Propitiation. The Lamb in the Old Testament was always a picture of the Lamb of God in the New Testament. The difference was the lamb in the Old Testament could only cover your sin for 1 year and had to be done all over again. In the New Testament, Christ covered your sin once for all. That's mercy. Then thirdly, I want you to notice the benevolence, its qualities. There are three things mentioned in these verses. Number one, his mercy was given to us. Number two, his grace was bestowed upon us. Number three, his spirit was given to us. And this was done on the cross. The moment that Christ died, get this, went to the grave, 3 days later rose from the dead. The moment that happened, you could finally, fully, completely realize what mercy can do for you. We can't look by mercy. Mercy is found in six things in the New Testament. Number one is found in the death of the cross. Number two, mercy is found in the reconciling work of the cross. Mercy is found, number three, in the offense of the cross. It's found, number four, in the nailing of Christ to the cross. Number five, it's found in the blood of the cross. And number six, it's found in the everlasting covenant provided by the cross. Mercy. Isn't that an incredible thing? Mercy. The moment you're saved, mercy gives you the potential for a completed life. Justification, sanctification, regeneration. You're justified by Christ. You're sanctified in Christ. And you're regenerated by the Spirit of Christ. Mercy. He abundantly poured out his mercy on the guiltless, from the guiltless to the guilty. The Bible says in this last verse we read that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We are heirs. The Bible says we're joint heirs in Christ. We're given an inheritance, the Bible says, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. We are not only heirs, we have hope. According to the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. We are not only heirs, we have hope, but listen to this last thing, we have a home. All God's people said, the world is not my home. We sing, I'm just a passing through. Folks, this passage is replete with wonderful things. I don't have enough time or strength to do it, to finish it, but I love y'all. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love for us. And Lord, what will we do without your mercy? Lord, we would be lost and undone. Without God. Without Christ, without hope, in this present world, we'd be lost. God, help us to revel in your mercy and your grace. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.